Good morning. My guest this morning is Millie Gilson, the executive director of CASA. That's Court Appointed Special Advocates. Good morning, Millie.
Good morning.
I have heard of CASA over the years, and the reputation is a good and a strong one. So tell us what you guys do.
Sure. Well, I'm always thrilled to have a chance to brag up the CASA program. It's a really terrific program doing some fantastic things for children. Basically, we began a little over 21 years ago. We were the brain baby of the presiding juvenile court judge at the time, Arnold Rosenfield, and the judge had been around CASA a little bit, and he had really thought it was time to bring it to Sonoma County, so he approached me. I brought some knowledge from my previous work with CASA from Contra Costa County, and we started the program. And what we do, basically, is we recruit volunteers to serve children who have been abused and neglected by their parents. The children are removed from their parents' care, and they undergo a investigative and then eventually a rehabilitative program that takes about 18 months.
Wow.
During that time period, you can imagine the children are pretty traumatized.
Right. So, I also imagine that the children make a lot of new friends.
Well, there's a lot of people that come walking through their lives whenever they first enter the child welfare system.
Yeah.
There's social workers, attorneys, therapists, there's individuals from law enforcement, court personnel. You know, they're all there trying to invest in the child's well-being. But, you know, there's not really anybody that sort of sticks and stays and that's there
right.
from the beginning, if you will, pretty well till when the child has found permanency. And that's where CASA walks in. We're able to recruit a volunteer from the community. We train them really well. We make sure that they're prepared for their position. And then we provide them with great oversight and supervision. And, you know, many of
right.
the local community members that work with us provide consultation and within their expertise. And we start the journey of this child's life. And if you opened up a file and read one of their histories, it sort of reads a little bit like a nightmare.
I'll bet.
But, you know, these kids are resilient, and they, you know, they just want someone to love them and hang out with them and be their friend. And, you know, that's where we fit in. We're just looking for good people from the community to help these kids through the journey that they're going on.
Everyone in the United States and elsewhere even right now is thinking about those kids who are in makeshift jails. Do you have any feeling about that?
Well, you know, of course, I have a lot of feelings about
right.
it. It's, you know, what's happening is just horrible in the sense that, you know, children on the journey that, you know, whether it's the child welfare system, you know, the juvenile court system or the immigration system, you know, children are being traumatized. And we know that children who suffer through trauma, they don't feather well. You
yeah.
know, the theory really is that during traumatic experiences, children pretty well cease their child development phases, and they get real stuck in the trauma, and they don't move on very easily. So, you know, it worries us whenever we have things like what's going on in Texas and the immigration
right.
issues, as well as, you know, our children. You know, the children in our community that are being removed from their parents because of this horrible violence, you know, it's an incredibly traumatic experience for them, and it will bring about a change in their development pretty well the rest of their life.
Yeah. Well, I hope you folks at CASA get to add your 2 cents or more worth.
Well, we are, absolutely. You know, my job here in Sonoma County is to stay the course, make sure that we're taking care of our kids right here and empower the state and national association to really tackle this issue and to make us really as visual politically as we can be within, you know, the reason of our mission.
Well, Millie, thanks very much for talking to us, and thanks even more for what you do.
Well, you're welcome.
That was Millie Gilson, and CASA can be reached on the telephone at 707-565-6375. Online, sonomacasa.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.